Hello?
Jake, how you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, sound brilliant. Rob, I'll start straight away, mate. Welcome to another Bush Footy Yarns podcast. Tonight we've got South City fullback and Group 9 2019 leading try scorer Jake Dooley on the line. Thanks, Jake.
No worries.
How's things shaping up for the big game against Tumut at Twickenham on Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be a... Yeah, it's shaping up pretty good. It's going to be a big game. And so, got a few boys back this week, so it should be good.
So, you guys have had a few injury worries lately?
Our whole year's been... We've been struck with injuries. Heaps of hamstring injuries. So, we've had a bit of an up and down year. But, got everyone back on deck this week, except for Sawyer Sullivan. So.
Oh, is that the centre?
Yeah.
And what's his... His injury.
Oh, he got he's out for he broke his leg. Like
oh
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. That happened a while ago. So
So he'll be gone for the year then. So yeah. Have you had a few injury scares, worries yourself? Because I see in your 26 tries came from 15 games, so you've missed a couple.
Yeah, I missed a few games. I've got a hamstring injury that I've had it all year, and I went away during that time, so it wasn't too bad.
Missed
2 weeks with injury, and I was away for 2 weeks on holiday. So yeah, I haven't played a full year, but yeah.
And given the experience and past years, I suppose. That will play a lot on the weekend with the guys you got, McCarthy, Rose, Nick Skinner, Hayden Jeans.
That's right. Them four they're big game players and they've played a lot of final series and big games. So hopefully they have a big game and we'll just follow them boys. And yeah.
This is your third year with South City?
Yeah, this is my third year. 2 years was with Ruse before that, Kangaroos.
Yep.
Adam Hall's old team, and then he moved on, and then I came to South City.
And so you've won one comp and lost one.
Yeah.
You seem to be scoring a fair few tries. It's a good team to play on the back of.
Yeah, it's a great team to play on the back of. The last few years, it's been really good. Hayden Jeans, he's an absolute animal, so you just follow him. Any fullback would just follow him. And then you got players like Rose and McCarthy that can set stuff out of nothing, so it's a pretty good team to play with.
Yeah, I've never seen Jeans play. I've spoken to Nick Skinner about him, and you just got to read his record. Wherever he goes, there's success. for a front rower, that's enough said.
Yeah, there's not many people around him anymore like that old sort of type of front rower.
A bit more old school.
Bit old school, yeah, but also got like that old got good touch and good passing and offload and
So we're Tumut, they actually nearly pulled off the minor premiership. Where's their greatest strength?
Well they finished they lost to Gundagai on the weekend, but yeah, that was for my their forward pack, they've got some good forwards, so
they've got
a couple of rep players and whatnot.
Yeah, I know Zachary Masters is back from the Raiders, and Adam Pearce is. History says he's a fair play. Did you play last year? They had that monster of a bloke from Queensland. Did you get to come up against him?
Dan Killian, yeah, monster. That's him. I missed once last year, and we played him last round.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, and he was suspended, I think.
He got suspended, yeah, which is, yeah, I didn't get to see him, but I saw plenty of footage.
Yeah, he was bloody big. Where's he gone now, do you know?
I think he's gone, what I heard, he's in Sydney, I think. I'm not too sure, but I think he's playing in Sydney.
Right.
What I heard, yeah.
Now, you actually won you captained the Parks Juniors to a grand final victory in 2011.
11, yeah.
Yeah. A kick after the bell into Cyclone Tracy from Toby Evans, and you won. And 2 years later, you won yourself a first grade grand final under Patrick Rosser, beating Sims at Dubbo in 2013.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good couple of years that with the Parks boys. Probably one of the best, still the best footy highlight of my probably my career or playing footy anyway.
You were you played juniors again in that was your first year out of juniors, wasn't it? 2013 when you won.
That was my second year.
Yeah, right. What's the difference between the two comps?
This is my, I don't know, it's a bit more technical down here, I think, but
yep,
it's a bit more faster and not as, it's probably not as free flowing as Group 11.
Yeah, ad lib sort of.
There's a lot of wrestle and it's a lot more, defense orientated here.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know, it depends who you ask, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What comps, but I don't know.
Obviously, Nick Skinner coached two successful years there, and then his good mate Colin McCarthy took over. How's that transition been? And I would imagine Skinner still plays a leading role.
Skinner still, like you said, plays leading role, and he's still the brains of the team and the muscle. But it's practically exactly the same. It's just Kyle just leads us out. Like it's the same. We have the same plays and same team, so not much has changed really. Just Skinner's had a new baby, so he just took a step back.
The little fella, I see him on Facebook. I've met Nick Skinner through Bush Footy Yarns, and
he's a good fella, Skinner.
He's a great bloke.
He's a good promoter for Bush Footy.
Messaged him a few years ago, asked him to come to Parks, and he said, "Oh mate, I appreciate it, but got a young family here, and I'll be staying here." And it's good that he's staying in the game. He's played he's played first grade down there, and you're pretty settled in Wagga. You're working at the council, I believe.
Settled in Wagga. Got a pretty good good job on the council. Work in the office now, so it's pretty cruisy.
Always a good thing.
That's right.
Gundagai, the battles you have with them guys are they're unbelievable. You were major favourites last year, and they upset you, but
They're a good team. They're a well coached team. They're going to be the biggest team in country football. That's for sure. Size wise, just size. They're just big boys from winger to front row.
Well, Blake Dunn still playing 5'8"?
Yeah, Blake Dunn. Yeah, he's still a class player. So they got a good team, and they'll be again the team to beat, I'd say.
Definitely having to go out to Gundagai and win that right to the grand final. But luckily you get through the game being played at Wagga, you'll always get the home grand final. You've played up at Twickenham before?
Yeah, we played them this year, and we got the better of them at Chimmett at the start of the year, but then they got us back at Harrit. They beat us at home the next round. It was only by 2 points too, I think, so.
Yeah, it's just been a bit harder with me work and stuff to keep up to date with it and having to subscribe to papers. But I've noticed a few losses, which you've explained, obviously, you have had injury woes. McCarthy plays hooker, is that right?
He moved to hooker because a hooker... Penny's working up in Queensland now, so he had the year off.
Yep.
So he's Doc. Kyle's gone to hooker, and we got another bloke. Nathan Rays plays 5'8", and Benny Lucas. He's a reserve grade coach at the moment, but he's been playing up for us.
Yeah, because Tommy Besgrave won a comp with you there in 2 years ago. I coached Tommy at Dunny Doo.
Yeah,
great fella.
He plays exactly. Benny Lucas is exactly the same type of bloke.
Yeah,
legend, nicest bloke, and just. You know what you're going to get from him. So.
Yeah. They'll do their job. They'll try their hardest. They'll make the tackles and compliment the likes of Rose and tell me about O'Sullivan. I know he's got a broken leg, but he's from what I hear, he's a pretty class centre.
Yeah, he's a big. Yeah, he's a classy centre. He's a big. And he's a big aggressive one as well, which is a bonus. He's a couple of years ago, he was just unstoppable. And yeah, this year he got injured, which is. But yeah, he's a good bloke too, and a really good footballer. He went to Queensland Cup last year, and then ended up getting. Didn't work out or something. I had some family stuff, and he ended up coming back to South City.
And the club's pretty successful in itself. But they seem to be in all the semis, and it's a relatively new club. So yeah. A good one to be around.
Yeah, awesome one. Good culture. They've got a really good old boys club that have sort of. Come together from because Turvey and Wagga Magpies joined. I'm not sure how long ago, but
yeah.
10 years or wasn't that long ago, and they finally got a good club, yeah, and running it really good.
Yeah, now you blokes have scored 594 points, so and you've got the second best defense.
It's not our attack's good, yeah, we got some good attacking weapons, but. So defence this year has probably let us down a little bit.
Yeah, and from what I gather, there's 10 teams in that competition, and you look at it this year, and there was at least seven or eight of them. Tamora's, your Wagaroos, they were competitive, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's right. We lost to we lost to Tamora and Young, so it's like they're down the ladder at the moment. But that's how close it is, and. Yeah, we beat them. We probably finish minor premiers or up. We're having a fight for it. But, yeah, just every team is a real competitive.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting times ahead. And I'll just give him a mention. Your younger brother, Riley, played this year with him.
I've heard some stories about him.
A fella said the other day, Matt Park, he said, I haven't heard Riley Scott speak a word all year, and he said about 500,000 of them today. He was a real shining light on the Mad Monday, and he's a good fella, but I don't know how much you've seen of him. He can actually play rugby league, Riley Scott. They don't think it because it's him, and he's just got that mad enjoyment when he's out, and he's pretty quiet when he's not. He's going to end up a good footballer.
That's right. He was actually a really good player when he was young. A really good player.
He's very strong, and I said to him there the other week we were playing, and I said, Riley, they got a good kicking game. You're in the centres, but needs you to get back and do them first hit ups, mate. We need 10 to 20 hit ups for the game. And he looked at me and he said, "You're kidding." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, 20 hit? No way in the world would you expect me to do that." when he didn't think about it, and he probably done about 15 to 16 hit ups. Now he had a pearl of game, but he's good value. And you'd like to come back to the spaceship one year and fly with him.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's, I think he's there's some good kids there, and he's part of that group, and it'd be good to play a few years with him. And he just needs a little bit of coaching, I think, and a bit of confidence, and he wouldn't be far off playing first grade or something.
Yeah, I've said it all along that.
But he just needs that confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want him trying to come to South City next year. Actually.
What's that?
I want him to come to Wagga and play South City, but
yeah. Well, wherever he goes, he's going to do well because he underestimates his own ability. But you've been killing it down there. You've made any rep sides?
Oh, I haven't. We don't do rep sides for the last few years, but I've played in a few Group 9 All-Star games, but that's about it.
Yeah. Who's the real gun players down there that you've come across? Because it's...
Gun players, blokes like Pete Little from Brothers.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I've watched Pete Little a few times at West Wyland Knockouts, and he's freakish.
He's a gun. He's a gun. blokes like Nathan Rose is the same. He's a freak.
Yeah.
We didn't play against him, and he's just a freak. A couple of mad ones, like Warren Lloyd from Kangaroos. He's not so much a freak of a talent, but just a wild, wild player, and good mates with him, so I'll give him a shout out. There's some good talents coming through. They're all with the Raiders, have a big following here at the moment, so you get a lot of good young fellas coming through.
Yeah, no, it's good. I've always said the Raiders should just have that whole area. Derby Meadows down there at the minute. Do you know, but is Paulie Simpson involved with South City?
Yeah, Paulie Simpson, Tank. Yeah, he's a legend.
I met Paulie through Bush Footy Hands.
He's a South City old boy and works on the canteen, paints the lines.
He's the best fed man in Australia. I love seeing those cook-ups he does.
He loves the beer and loves the tease tucker. He's a good guy.
And he loves his South City.
He loves his Bulls. Well, Nathan Rose is his uncle, so they're all related.
Oh, rightio. There you go. I'm pretty sure he coached the Reggies there 1 year or four.
Yeah, I think he won a premiership with Turvey. He loves his footy. He's a good fella too.
Yeah, and what's your prediction on tomorrow's game? It's a real interesting one down there at Albury between Brothers and
be close. I'm not too sure, but Brothers are on fire. They gave us a bit of a touch up last week.
Oh, did they?
By a try, they beat us by a try, but they won 9 in a row. So they're
I looked at their form and I think
something like that, yeah. So you're
near right. They've lost one game in 9, and that was a 2-point loss to Gundagai. And
they're bloody good at the moment. So
yeah, and they're taking some form in.
Albury have a few experienced players like Pertel, and they got a couple of ex NRL and Super League players. So I'm not sure. Should be close, but on form, you'd think Brothers would just beat them, maybe.
It's going to be a cracker, and it should be a cracker between you guys. Both going in off losses, and the big game is they got the away game up there. I actually lost 50 on you to Chad Porter there last Sunday. We had a bet. I was sure that you were centre that year that you won the comp, and Jack Creef was fullback, and Chad said no, and we made a few phone calls. And
where was this? What was this
When you won the comp? In Parks in the 18s. Dules was fullback and captain, and you cost me 50.
Sorry, mate.
That's
Creathy scored the winning try, I think.
Chad said all that, and I just said no way. And Chad was on the field, and I got there actually late and missed all of it. But I just went off when you played centre there at Parks as a kid, and I just thought you were a centre. You played a bit of centre with South City as well. Predominantly fullbacks.
I've just played fullback with South City, but I used to, with Hawley, I played a bit of centre and just a bit of 5'8", and a bit everywhere.
Yeah.
But fullback at South City, I've enjoyed fullback actually, but I don't mind centre either. I don't mind tackling and stuff. But you don't do too much in fullback, but.
Yeah, well, you want to hope that they do it for you.
That's right.
But I've seen from what you watch on the highlights and that you're enjoying that roaming around. And like you said, you got a good side to roam with.
Play that second phase sort of offload. It's actually fun, It's good. It's good fun.
Yeah, but it's still credit to you. You got to be there you are being there. Thanks for your time, mate. Wish you all the best on Sunday. It'll be interesting. We're going to talk to the Warner brothers tomorrow, I think. I've never talked to them, Muggers, but I've been friends with them on Facebook for a few years, and they excite me that they're madness. But I think they actually play all right too, don't they? Well, they must.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, I don't know them personally, but yeah, I get there. They're good players. They'll be not there in the forwards, so another tough battle for us.
Yeah, but good luck up there, and keep doing well. Former Parks baseman, it's good seeing yous around the place playing. Love to see all you. You'd know Spicer would have talked to you. Love to see yous all back together one day, you boys, in the next.
It won't be long, I don't think.
Six years. Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. Say good day to Nick Skinner for me. And hopefully you're definitely going to get a second chance. And, good luck with it all. Third time or fourth time in a row versus Gundagai. It's become the norm. But it's a credit to both clubs, like off the field as well. You see how it works, Dules. The good clubs
could have a good backbone and good resumes and stuff. Yeah.
And they're not just good, you know, for money. They people work for that, and it's good. And good to see you doing well. And best of luck. And I can't wait to tune in and find some results there on Sunday and see how you go.
Yeah, no, it should be good. Thanks for that.
Righto, mate. Well, good to have you. And thanks, Billy. We'll be talking. Thanks,
Bill. Sure. See you, man.
See you, mate.